You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. It's well known that having a strong social network has a positive effect on the health of a senior citizen. But here's the rub. Older adults can have a tougher time than others finding a partner and new friends. There's many reasons for that. Take Tammy, a Kalamazoo area woman. She's been searching for that special someone for a long time.
My name is Tammy, and I am 65 years old. I am divorced, and I've been on my own for about 18 years. I've had some dates in between.
But Tammy says those dates never progressed into anything serious. She's even tried a matchmaking service.
It's a paid service where they do a background check and everything, and I don't think there's a lot of men available because, I mean, it's been 3 or 4 years since I signed up with them, and they never really got any matches for me.
Gordon is a 78-year-old man from Portage. His wife, of more than 50 years, died 3 years ago. For him, it's been hard to move on. Gordon says he's gone out to lunch with a few women since his wife died, but it's just been lunch. He says he wouldn't call it a date.
When you're married that many years, as long as I have been, you figure you're never going to find love again because it's too big a loss. And to try to overcome that loss is a difficult thing to do.
Kim Phillips manages the Portage Senior Center, and she hears stories like this all the time of older adults facing challenges as they enter the dating world. So now the Senior Center is taking a bold step and deciding to play Cupid. Back in July, it started holding its first ever speed dating events for older adults. There were ones serving those ages 50 to 65, and there were others for those 65 and up. So many women came out, they had waiting lists, and they had to schedule some more events. The last one is coming up on Monday, August 21st. This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. You're listening to a special report about a new speed dating event for older adults sponsored by the Portage Senior Center. In 2015, census figures show that 14% of the 250,000 plus residents in Kalamazoo County were over the age of 65. This figure is expected to grow significantly. By the year 2030, we are expected to have 80% more people over the age of 60 living in Kalamazoo County. Kim Phillips, the manager at the Portage Senior Center, shared that figure with me based on information from the local area on aging. Most certainly moving forward, the topic of seniors and dating will be a common one. Phillips says older adults desire companionship, friendship, and love just like anyone else.
You don't have an expiration date. People still want to be social, make connections, have relationships.
And the benefits to well-being and health from being connected to others are immense. That's according to Cassidy Ardeline, the marketing manager at New Friends Memory Care and Assisted Living in Kalamazoo, which is home to 60 seniors.
Touch is one of the last sensations that you actually lose, and especially in your hands and things like that. So you never lose that want. You never lose the want for companionship or physical touch as well. So we see it so much at even in our facility. We have people that have been living on their own and don't get hardly any socialization. And then when they come live with us and you get all that community and the support and relationship building, you make friendships, they actually seem to kind of blossom, come out of their shell. Health gets better. They have something to look forward to every day. So it really brings them out of their shell and perks them up a lot.
A 2011 survey of 350 seniors living in Kalamazoo County is telling. 29% of them reported feeling lonely or isolated. 33% said they were depressed. The results were part of the Kalamazoo County Senior Growth Needs Assessment. Did you know that in Michigan, 28% of people over 65 live by themselves, according to the census? Portage Senior Center Manager Kim Phillips says when people are lonely and isolated, it could cause a decline in their physical and cognitive functioning.
And I have had people who have developed relationships through their connections at the center who have come to me and said to me, "This place saved my life." And I think that's something we're very committed to, reducing isolation, reducing loneliness. And so whether that takes the form of a romantic relationship or a platonic companionship, we want to make those connections and help people develop those relationships.
And speed dating is one of its newest strategies for getting older adults connected with one another. Phillips got the idea from the 2014 documentary called The Age of Love. It's a funny yet very serious film following the ups and downs of the lives of a handful of senior citizens that are participating in a speed dating event in Rochester, New York. Knowing that they were going to be bringing a speed dating event for older adults to Southwest Michigan, the Portage Senior Center in June hosted a free community showing of The Age of Love documentary at the Celebration Cinema at Crossroads Mall. And as the RSVPs were rolling in, it was becoming very clear that the topic of seniors and love was striking a chord. 260 people pre-registered.
We were watching our numbers and staying in contact with the theater. And when we realized that we were going to have as many on site as we did, they actually shifted us into another. We traded with Wonder Woman because our numbers were higher.
A sunny Monday in July, the Senior Center put on its inaugural speed dating event in a private dining room at Jack Sokola's Pizza Restaurant in Portage. The owners allowed them to use it at no cost. The first to arrive for the 4:30 p.m. check-in time were the men. Greta Jenkins, the afternoon receptionist at the Portage Senior Center, took it as a sign to the women of the men's seriousness.
I think many of the men were ready to date, ready to find that woman to be with.
Yeah. So what do you like to do for fun?
Give people a hard time.
I can see that.
12 men and 12 women sat for conversation at cozy round tables with small vases of fresh flowers. Candles flickered everywhere in the slightly darkened room. Every few minutes, a bell would ring, signaling that it was time to switch. Gordon, the 78-year-old widower, was there. So was Tammy, the 65-year-old who had the disappointing experience with a matchmaking service. At the end of the evening, participants had to turn in a scorecard indicating either yes or no as to whether they wished to see any of their dates again. Tammy said she met 4 strong candidates and 2 maybes.
I've never done anything like this before, but I've always been curious about speed dating. I think that it's a good way to get out and try to make a connection with somebody, make a new friend. You know, at 65, it's hard to meet people. You know, you go to church and you see the same people every week, and it's just hard to meet people. So I just thought that this was fabulous that the Senior Center did this for us.
Gordon said he marked yes for all 12 women. I asked him, what made you come out today?
Just the fact that the evenings and days sometimes are long and boring.
It's his sincere hope that he will gain a companion, but if nothing else, some new friends.
It was enjoyable because something new, and I hadn't done anything like that before.
You've been listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. This has been a special report about a new speed dating event for older adults sponsored by the Portage Senior Center. The center is already hearing reports of love connections being made, so it plans to do more such events several times a year. For more information, contact the center. We'll post a link on our website. Stay with us for part two of this special report. Coming up, we'll have an extended interview with Portage Senior Center Manager Kim Phillips about issues surrounding senior citizens, love, and companionship.